And it's part of the, you know, the way storytelling works. Your image of storytelling is around a campfire or around a fireplace.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, with a bedside lamp on. There's always a sense of a clearing of light and then just sort of darkness all around you. That's the nature of telling a story, that you're creating a little clearing. But then what happens at the end of life, in an ideal world, would be like what happens at the end of a book or a movie, that story is wound up, that it has some sort of meaningful conclusion.
Hover in the world, fatally so on. We flounder in the dark, take hold of another, go mad in a moment. The soil and the wonder sway to the terror.
Nothing is simple. Sometimes things are good, fatally human. Joy and dirt and blood, take hold of another. Go mad in the moment, soil in the sutures, sway to the terror.
All of the lifetime's cold.
That's that one point where we should be allowed to forgive things that need forgiving, to close things that need closing, or just to find a sense of authorship. And of course, what happens is the opposite normally. That person becomes like a bit part, like a cameo.
All of the light is cool.
Time's calling.
That makes sense.